Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The Chicago Blackhawks invade Music City Ice today, hoping to bring a level of uncertainty to Nashville's playoff push. And with nothing to lose, the Hawks can make Patrick Kane's 1,100th career game a memorable one by emptying the tank against the Predators. Now the Predators' first shot on goal ends in the net. It's Ellie Tolvanen from the left-wing circle. He scores. 1-0 Nashville, 3:22 into the game. Granlund whips it behind the Hawk net, intended for Duchesne, but it's over his stick, and DeBrincat takes it back, sets up a 2-on-1 with Stroman. Kane over the Predator line. Kane shoots, he scores! From the right circle, Patrick Kane in his 1,100th NHL game scores the equalizer. We're tied at one. Game with a lead pass on the right wing, Reichel over the Predator line to the right wing board. Fed it back to the oncoming McCabe down the left wing, put it to the net, Kubalik, he shoots, he scores! What a picture-perfect play that was, set up by the youngster, Lucas Reichel, who picks up his first NHL point by assisting. He fed McCabe, who was closing in from the left-wing side. McCabe opted to pass to Kubalik, wide open at the net, and Kubalik buried it for his first goal in 8 games, and the Hawks lead 2-1. Here's Patrick Kane with the puck through the high slot. Gave it to Taves at the right point. He was ridden off the puck by Johansson. That easily could have been holding. No penalty call. Josi breaks into the Hawk zone. Drop pass now. Johansson right circle. Put it in the net. Josi shoots and scores. Roman Josi, who leads all NHL defensemen in scoring, adds another. He's the leading scorer for the Predators. That's goal number 20 on the season from Johansson. The goal at 5:58 of period number 2 ties the score at 2. Josi back into the Hawks zone, right point. Stins into the slot and slapped in on goal. Turned out of there by Lankin. Scramble next to the crease. And Duchesne shoots and scores off of a quick feed from Granlund. Matt Duchesne in front of the Hawk net was pretty open. Lankin got a piece of this one, but Duchesne put it past him. And for Matt Duchesne, that's his 39th goal of the season, his 15th on the power play to lead the Predators. It's now 3-2 Nashville with 25 seconds left in the second period. Granlund got by a check over the Hawk line down the left wing, put it back. Shoots. Granlund deflects it toward the net. He scores. Well, Mikhail Granlund, after dropping off that puck, wheeled in behind the Hawk net and just sort of appeared near the right post. Ekholm spotted him and hit him with a perfect pass. And Granlund just turned his stick blade sideways and deflected that one up into the top of the net. Nashville now leads 4-2. Here's the Cat along the right side boards, leaving it for Patrick Kane. Top of the right circle in front. Riley Stillman shoots, he scores! A perfect feed by Kane. Stillman has dashed in from the left point, and all he had to do was put his stick down on the ice, and he slapped it in behind Saros. The Hawks are back to within a goal of the Predators with 5:29 left in the third. They trail 4-3. Gustafson, Predator line, right point. Back hands it up off the glass behind the net. Josi got it there, sent it up the near side. Kept in by Jones, long wrist shot, and a blocker save is made by Saros. 2 seconds, one, a shot from the left wing corner by Strome. Never got through the net. And there's the horn ending the hockey game. And now after the game, Eric Gustafson becomes entangled with Dante Fabbro in behind the Predator net. And they exchange some punches. But the hockey game is over. The Predators have hung on for a 4-3 win. The Hawks made it exciting down to the end.